Police in Sudan say a Spanish diplomat has been found stabbed to death at his home in the capital Khartoum. The 61-year-old official was the head of the visa section at the Spanish embassy and had been living in Sudan for 3 years. In Kenya, the UK has revised its travel advice for Nairobi, removing earlier cautions to British citizens against travelling to slum areas in the city. The BBC's Anne Soy reports from Nairobi.
Following the post-election violence nearly 7 years ago, the British government advised its citizens against all but essential travel to Nairobi's low-income areas. The advice remained until now. Travel advice warning British citizens against travelling to the Kenyan coast and to the Eastleigh suburb of Nairobi remains in force.
The UN-backed tribunal for Rwanda upheld the life sentences today for two senior former politicians convicted of genocide. Mathieu Ingirumatse and Edouard Karamera had appealed the life sentences they received in 2011. Ali Mugenzi, editor for the BBC Great Lakes Service, says this ruling by the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, or ICTR, will be welcomed by Rwandan authorities, who were angered after several high-profile acquittals by the court in recent months.
I think this will clear the suspicion which has been coming from Rwanda after the appeals chamber released some officials who had been convicted by the lower chamber. This one, I think, it shows that for the Rwandans who have been blaming the ICTR, it shows that really the suspicion is not true. It's going according to the law.
Kenya has revoked the licenses of more than 900 agencies recruiting workers to the Middle East and the Gulf region. Labour Cabinet Secretary Kazungu Kambi said the move was intended to protect Kenyan migrant workers. The recruitment agencies will now have to undergo fresh vetting, which is due to start immediately.